Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's shir, we're studying Perek Mem Bet, chapter 42. At the end of chapter 41, a military leader named Yochanan ben Kereach, who was the hero up until now, he was the one who warned Gedaliah that he's going to be assassinated. Gedaliah didn't listen to that warning, and he was assassinated by Yishmael ben Netanyah, and it appears that Yochanan himself is the new leader of those who remained. However, this group of people who remain are facing a serious dilemma. Should they stay in the land of Yehuda, or should they run away to Egypt? If they stay in the land of Yehuda, there's a very logical fear that the Babylonians are going to come back now with the army and start looking for the people who killed Gedaliah ben Achikam. And because Gedaliah ben Achikam, who they appointed as governor, represented the Babylonian authority, the Babylonians would understand that his assassination was a sign that another rebellion by Yehuda was starting again. Even though that's not true, the people who remained in Yehuda were definitely worried that that would be the conclusion that the Babylonians would reach. In fact, that was the original plan of Balis, the king of Ammon, to take over Yehuda, as we studied back in the last two chapters. Because this group of people seem to be rather God-fearing, they're going to turn out to Yirmiyahu and ask Yirmiyahu for his advice. Let's begin now the parak and see how they turn to Yirmiyahu and ask him to pray to God. Vayikshu kol sarei ha-chayilim, v'yochanan ben kereach, v'zanya ben hoshaya, v'chol ha'am b'katon v'ad gadol. This entire group of people, the officers of the army, led by Yochanan ben Kereach and Vizania, the son of Hoshea, all the people, from young to old, they're all going to go now and approach Yirmiyahu. And they say to Yirmiyahu as follows, Tipona tchinatenu lefanecha, let our prayers fall before you, v'tpalel ba'adenu el Adonai Elohecha, ba'at kol sherit hazot, and please pray on our behalf to your God, on behalf of this remnant, our group of people who've remained, ki nisharnu ma'at meharbe, because we remain only a few in number from a large group that was once here. Most of our brethren have been exiled or killed. Kasher einecha ra'ot otanu, as your own eyes see us, basically, have pity on us. Look at the situation we are in. Please pray to God on our behalf. Maybe He'll give us some guidance. Pasuk Gimel, v'yagid lanu Adonai Elohecha et haderech asher nelech ba. And your God should tell us and instruct us which way we should go, v'tadavar asher naseh, and the thing that we should do. At this point, the people seem to be quite sincere in their prayer to Yirmiyahu. And now we're going to see how Yirmiyahu responds. Pasuk Dalet, v'yomer aleihem Yirmiyahu hanavi, shamati. Yirmiyahu tells them, I heard. Hineni mitpalel el Adonai Eloheichem kidivrechem. I'm going to pray to Hashem, your God, as you ask me. V'ya kol hadavar asher yaneh Adonai etchem agid lachem. Lo emna mikem davar. Whatever God answers me, I'll tell you. I won't hide anything back from you. I'll give you all the information. Notice what's very interesting. When they turn to Yirmiyahu, they refer to God as Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. And when Yirmiyahu answers them back, he didn't say, I'm going to pray to my God. He says, Hineni mitpalel el Hashem Elokechem, I'm praying to your God. When Yirmiyahu replies to them, he's pointing out that Hashem is not only my God, he's also your God. And therefore he says, Hashem Elokechem, and not Hashem Elokai. In order to impress upon Yirmiyahu how sincere they are, they now tell Yirmiyahu as follows, and they make a promise, what seems to be even an oath. Pasuk Hey, V'hei ma'amru el Yirmiyahu, Yihi Adonai banu le'ed emet v'ne'man. God should be for us, or against us, a witness of truth and uprightness. They're taking upon themselves that if they don't accept what God will tell them, that God is allowed to punish them. Im lo kechol ha'davar asher yishlachacha Adonai Elohecha eleinu kenaseh. We're promising that any message that God gives you about us, we're going to do. In other words, they turn to Yirmiyahu and they say, you ask God what we should do, and whatever God says, we promise to do. Pasuk Vav, Im tov v'imra, be it good or bad, in other words, be it good or bad in our eyes, whatever decision God makes, b'ko Adonai Eloheinu, asher anachnu shochim otcha elav nishma. We're going to obey and listen to anything that God that we are sending you to approach, we will follow. And notice now they say Hashem Elokeinu. Before they said Hashem Elokecha, now they're saying Hashem Elokeinu. They got the message that Yirmiyahu told them beforehand. And now their last phrase is very insightful. Leman asher yitav lanu, ki nishma b'ko Adonai Eloheinu. In order that it will be good for us when we listen to the voice of our God. This last phrase is rather interesting. They're sort of explaining what their intentions are. They're not saying that our motivation is to follow God and be His people. Rather, they're saying, we're going to obey God so that it will be good for us. Their goal is the pursuit of their happiness, and they hope that by listening to God, God will be good to them. It could be I'm reading into the words, but as we're going to see very soon, their intentions don't seem to be as pure as what appears to be in these psukim. Pasuk Zayin. Vahi miketz aseret yamim, vahi dvar Adonai el Yirmiyahu. Here begins the problem. Yirmiyahu doesn't have an answer for them right away. Instead, it's going to take 10 days till Yirmiyahu has an answer. That already is going to raise a lot of eyebrows. And in the Parshanim, are all puzzled why it takes so long, and the approach most of them give is that God doesn't answer people right away. There aren't answers immediately, that as soon as I turn to God, God will give me an answer. But the fact that it takes 10 days to get back with an answer is going to cause the people with Yochanan ben Kerech to be rather doubtful. Recall also when we began our study of Perek Mem in chapter 40, with the opening line, HaDavar Asher Hayah U'Yirmiyahu Meit Hashem, this was the word of God to Yirmiyahu. Most commentators, including Rashi, said that this was referring to these psukim here in Perek Mem Bet, because this is the first time that God talks to Yirmiyahu after the Korban. But let's see what God's answer was. Pasuk Chet. Vayikra el Yochanan ben Kareach, ve'alkol sarei ha'chayalim asher ito, ulechol ha'am l'miketon v'ad gadol. He calls the whole group of people that asked him the question, Yochanan and all the officers, and all the people from young to old. Vayomer alehem, kol ma Adonai Elohei Yisrael. This is the word of God, the God of Israel. Asher shalachtem oti elav, lapil tchinatchem lefanav. The same God that you sent me to him on your behalf to find out what you should do. Here's the answer. Im shov tishvu ba'aretz hazot, if you remain and settle in this land, uvaniti etchem v'lo haros, I'm going to build you, I'm going to help you build yourselves, and I will not destroy you. V'natati etchem v'lo etosh, I'm going to plant you, and I won't abandon you. Ki nichamti el hara'a asher asiti lechem, because I'm sorry now for all the evil that I did to you. The word ki nichamti el hara'a should remind us of God's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer after Chet Egel. If you go back to Shmot Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yedaled, Vayinachem Adonai al hara'a asher diber lasot lamo, the idea of Vayinachem Hashem from Ra'a, we had there, just like we have over here. Here he's saying, I'm sorry for the evil that I brought upon them, which seems to indicate my anger and destruction of Yerushalayim is over, and now I'm worried about keeping my people alive and having something to come back to. Now Yirmiyahu continues in Pasuk Yedalef. Al tirum b'pnei melech Bavel, asher tem yirei mipanav. Don't be fearful of the king of Bavel, even though you're fearful of him. We explained this before. They're fearful that he's going to come now and look for those who killed Gedaliah ben Achikam and exile the people who remained, especially the army people. Al tiru imenu num Adonai, God repeats again. Don't fear him. Ki itchem ani, loshi etchem, latzil etchem yado. I'm going to be with you. I can be your salvation, and I will save you from his hand. Not only that, v'ten lechem rachamim, I'll make sure that he'll have mercy on you. V'richam etchem, and he'll show his mercy upon you. V'yishiv etchem al admatchem, and he will allow you to remain and return to your lands that you now are thinking of running away from. V'im omrim atem, lo neshev ba'aretz hazot. But if you say, and Yirmiyahu already sees that that's where they're going, if you're saying, we don't want to stay in this land, levil tishmoa b'ko Adonai Elohechem, thus not listening to the word of Hashem your God, le'mor, lo, if you're going to answer God and say no, ki eretz mitzrayim navo, we want to go to Egypt instead. Asher lo nireh mechama, v'kol shofar lo nishma. Let's go to Egypt. There we won't see war like we've seen here for the last decade. And we won't hear the voice of shofar. We're not talking about blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah here. We're talking about the sound of the shofar, which is heard so commonly when war is going on. You hear the civil defense people blowing shofar to run away and take shelter. You hear the army people blowing shofar as the officers give command to the soldiers, pretty much like hearing sirens today. And therefore they think in Egypt, we won't see war. We won't hear these sounds of shofar. V'lalechem lo nir'av. We won't be hungry there for bread. Egypt was a bread basket because of all the water of the Nile. V'sham neshev. And let's settle down over there. Therefore, it's very logical, their decision to want to go down to Egypt. And the people think if they go to Egypt, they'll have quiet and peace and have what to eat. Therefore, God warns them, that's not going to be if you decide to go to Egypt. V'yata. And now. Lechen shimu dvar Adonai sherit Yehuda. Listen to the word of God, O remnant of Yehuda. Kol ma Adonai tzvot elahi Yisrael. This is the word of God. Im atem som tesimun pnechem levo Mitzrayim, uvatem legosham. Should you decide to put your faces to go to Egypt and go to dwell there, v'ayta hacherev asher atem yirei mimena, sham tasig etchem be'eretz Mitzrayim. The same sword that you're so afraid of it that it's going to catch you here in the land of Yehuda, it's going to catch you over there in the land of Egypt. V'arav asher atem do'agim mimena, the same famine that you're afraid of, that is going to catch you here in the land of Yehuda, Sham idbak acharechem Mitzrayim v'sham tamutu. It's going to catch you in Egypt and it will kill you there. In a nutshell, God is saying, all the things that you're afraid of that are going to happen to you in Yehuda if you stay, being killed by sword or suffering from famine, that's exactly what will happen to you if you go down to Egypt. But if you stay here, God says, I'll take care of you, have mercy on you, and protect you. Pasuk Yitzayin, V'yu chol ha'anashim asher samu et pneihem lavo mitzrayim lagosham yamutu b'cherev b'ra'av u'v'davar. And it will be that all the men, or all the people, who put their faces to go down to Egypt, in other words, who decide to go down to Egypt to dwell there, they're going to die by sword, or by famine, or by plague. V'lo yeh lahem sarid v'palit b'pnei hara'a asher ani mevi alehem. They will have no remnant or refugee because of all the evil that I'm going to bring upon them should they decide to go down to Egypt. Yirmiyahu is using the same words that he used to describe what will happen to the people who stay in Yerushalayim and don't give in to Bavel. He's using those exact same words now to describe what will happen to the people who leave Yehuda now and will go down to Egypt. Pasuk Yitchet, Ki cho amar Adonai Tzvot Elohi Yisrael. Again, this is the word of God. Kasher nitach api v'chamati al yoshvei Yerushalayim, kein titach chamati alechem b'vochem Mitzrayim. In the same manner that I kindled my anger against the inhabitants of Yerushalayim and punished them because they didn't give in to Bavel, in the same way I'm going to punish you now if you decide to go down to Egypt. And therefore, Yirmiyahu used the exact same wording of punishment. V'yitem la'ala u'leshama v'leklala u'lecherpa. Again, the same words he used before in his Nevot of Tochacha in the first part of the book. The same thing that had happened to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim who became a curse and a disgrace in the eyes of all the people who heard about how terrible a punishment they received. The same thing will happen to you in Egypt. Not only that, don't think you're just going there temporarily. If you go there to Egypt, you'll never come back. You won't see this place again. Diber Adonai Alechem Sherit Yehuda. This is the word of God about you, O remnant of Yehuda. Al Tavo Mitzrayim. Yirmiyahu is adamant. He's saying, this is exactly the word of God. Don't go down to Egypt. Yadoa Tidu. You should surely know. Ki Ha'idoti Bachem Hayom. I'm warning you today. You should surely know. Don't go down to Egypt. A very similar phrase we found in Parshat Vetchanan in Sefer Devarim Perak Dalad, Pasuk Chavav, Haidoti b'chem ayom et ha-shamayim bet ha-aretz ki avot tavidun maher mi'al ha-aretz asher atem ovrim et ha-yarden shama l'rishta. That was a Moshe's speech in Sefer Devarim warning the people not to follow other gods when they come into the land of Israel. Now Yirmiyahu will complete his words in Pasuk Chav. Ki itetem b'nafshotechem. You were deceitful with your own souls. You were tricking me when you came and claimed that you were asking God, and you took upon yourselves before him with an oath and promised whatever God said, I will follow. Now I see that back then you were deceitful. You were sure that God would say it was okay to go to Egypt. Therefore, you were tricking me. You were deceitful. Ki atem shlechtem oti al Adonai Eloheichem lemor, hitpalel ba'adenu el Adonai Eloheinu. You turned to me and said and begged me to pray to God on our behalf, and you were willing to take upon whatever God said. And now I see you were only willing to hear the answer that you wanted to hear. But now that you're hearing an answer that you did not want to hear, all of a sudden you're going back on your words. Ukachol asher yomar Adonai Eloheinu, ken hagen lanu basinu. You took upon yourself and said whatever God says we're going to do. Vagid lechem ayom, and I told you what God wants. V'lo shematem b'kol Adonai Eloheichem, and you didn't listen to the voice of Hashem your God. L'chol asher shlachani alechem, the entire message that He sent me to tell you. Basically, Yirmiyahu is very angry with them. He sees that they've decided that they're going down to Egypt, and he's rebuking them for their phony righteousness before him when they turned to him and promised whatever God said they would follow. Vata, yodua tedu, and now you should surely know, ki bacherev bara'av b'dever tamutu. When you go down to Egypt, you're going to die either by sword, by famine, or by plague. B'makom asher chafatztem lavo l'gosham. In the place that you're desiring to go there, that's the fate that's going to befall you. So Yirmiyahu is very adamant that going down to Egypt will be a major mistake. We see already from Yirmiyahu's words that people have made up their mind. They're going down to Egypt anyhow. And that will be the topic of Perek Mem Gimel, where they're going to accuse Yirmiyahu once again of being a false prophet. They're saying, no, they think that God wants them to go down to Egypt. And they're calling Yirmiyahu a false prophet. Again, that will be the topic in tomorrow's share on Perek Mem Gimel.